Yes, greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to welcome you here to Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I will be, Lord willing, sharing with you through this week here. And I trust that God will not only give you an inspiration from His Word, but that you'll find Him faithful each day as you look to Him and turn to Him and seek Him with your whole heart. Let's be diligent to pray one for another that we would truly seek the Lord while He may be found. But today, I would like to speak on the subject of fear and faith. And I believe that fear and faith are maybe not exact opposites, but there's enough difference there that I think we could call them very opposite from each other. And I have a few scriptures that I'd like to be thinking on, but before we do that, I'd like you to think about this thing of fear. And, you know, there are many things that are motivated by fear. I want you to be thinking about that just a little bit. Things maybe that you have faced either in the past or even something you're facing right now. And there may be a fear that is factored into the way you react or respond to something. And man does respond from fear. It's just a natural thing. If we're afraid, we have a response to that fear, and it makes us make decisions that maybe we'd regret later, probably would. But I want you to be thinking about that. Maybe some things that you're dealing with even today, and you're wondering about a fearful part of it. I want to just give you some scriptures to kind of help, because these are things that I believe God wants to set us free from, acting and reacting in fear. I'd like to look at something. I'm thinking of a person that did act in fear in the scriptures. I'm going to read to you from Matthew 25. I'm not going to read the whole story here, so I'll just kind of catch you up here. You know, you remember the story that Jesus gave, a parable, and he was talking about the kingdom of heaven, and he said it's like a man that's traveling to a far country, and he called his own servants and delivered them his goods. And it says that there was one man that this man gave 5 talents to, another man he gave 2 talents to, and another man he gave 1 talent. And I believe you know the story, but we'll just go over it briefly. The man that gave the money, he left to a far country. He was gone for a long time. And when he returned, and this is what he found. The man that had 5 talents given to him, he had traded and he had worked with it, and he made 5 more talents to give back to the owner. The man that had 2 talents, he did the same. He was able to work with that and to get a gain on it, and he returned back to the owner his talents plus 2 more. But then there was the one that had 1 talent, and he came to him to find out what he had done with the talent. I'm going to be reading in verse 24 of Matthew 25. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. It was a man that was acting in fear. He said, and I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I would have received mine own with usury. And you see, this man here was motivated by fear, and his fear drove him to do something that he would regret later. He went and buried the talent. He in his mind, he's thinking, this man is hard, he's difficult, I'm going to just give him back what he gave me, and it'll all be good. But it wasn't all good. And this story has some other application for you and I. I believe that God wants us to use the gifts that we've been given to build his kingdom and to put increase into his kingdom, not because of something we've done, but what we have been given. He wants us to use that to increase his kingdom. I think that's what we can read out of this story, but I want to just really take a look at what motivated this man was fear. He was motivated by fear. He was locked down. He got to where he couldn't even think about. He was afraid what might happen, and it paralyzed him. He went and just put his money and just buried it. And when his Lord came back looking to see what he had done nothing with it. And he called him a wicked person and a lazy, slothful person. You see that this man made some decisions out of fear. And we all do that. We all have things that we're afraid and make us afraid. And it makes us to act and react in ways that I think many times we regret. God wants to help us in those areas. He wants to be our strong tower. He wants to give us strength in that moment of fear. And I think we can find in Scripture examples on both sides. But I'd like to take a look at another story in the Bible. And this one is where there was three men, and they did not act in fear. And I guess in some ways they did act in fear, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But at first, when we first look at this, we'll see that they didn't have the fear of man. And who I'm talking about is three individuals named Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That was their names. Now, they had been renamed, and their name that was given to them was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I know you know the story, but I just want to take a look at some of these things that we can learn from these three men. And their name, again, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, we'll be reading their given names, which were, they were renamed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm in Daniel chapter 3. And you know the story how King Nebuchadnezzar had taken this ordinance, and he had made a law that people had to bow down and worship this idol that he had set up, this image that he made. And there was these three men that refused to bow down. And then it was told to Nebuchadnezzar what happened. And I'll pick up in verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And you know the rest of the story. They were cast into the furnace, which was heated up seven times hotter than usual, and God spared them. But what I want to look at here, first of all, is that these men did not react in fear. They were not afraid of the king. They knew that God was able to deliver them. And they said, "But even if he doesn't, we will not worship your gods or bow to your image. We're not going to do it." They had faith in God. They also feared God. That's what I was talking about. Maybe there was some fear involved here, but it wasn't the fear of man. It was fear of God. They understood and they knew that they were not to bow down to these false gods. And they didn't do it. And, you know, we've grown up knowing that story, and it maybe it doesn't impress us all that much anymore. We've heard it many, many times since our childhood. But I want you to think about it. These men, their lives were being threatened right then and right there, and they didn't fear man. I believe that's what God wants for you and for me, that we would be able to face these things that are scary, even some things that can be life-threatening, and be able to have a firm foundation in God through Christ Jesus, that we would not be afraid. Now, I'm not speaking this to you from somebody who's got this conquered and established in this life. Sometimes I fear, and I find myself just kind of tensing up, and then by God's grace, I cry out to Him, say, Lord, save me. I'm getting bound up here in fear. And God is faithful, and He does deliver, and He will be there. He's a very present help in time of trouble. God is faithful. We see that these men here, they had a trust and a faith in God that I desire to be in my life as well. I want to be able to stand like that, and not in arrogance, but I want to be able to say, God is able to deliver me. But even if He doesn't, I'm not going to let this thing take me down. I'm not going to let it wear me down and cast me out, but be able to trust in Jehovah, Almighty God. I'd like to read to you now from the New Testament, 2 Timothy. And it's in chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what God has given us. He's given us the Spirit, His Holy Spirit, of power and of love and of a sound mind. I know that's what you and I would want in our lives. If we were offered the, do you want fear or do you want power, love, and a sound mind? That's an easy choice to make. But I want to encourage you today, this is what God is offering to us today. He is willing to remove that fear as we lay it down at His feet. As we give it to Him and we say, Lord, I trust You. I don't see how it's going to work, but I trust You. It's a powerful moment. It's a very powerful moment that God deals right then in our hearts. And I want to encourage you today, trust in the Lord. We have so many examples in the Word of God where men trusted the Lord when it looked impossible. But they trusted, and they were not disappointed. And Lord willing, we'll take a look at some more examples like that. But I'd like you to be thinking about those things. And think about, is there something in your life today that you, or maybe in the near future, that you're having to make a decision and there's some fear involved? I want you to be able to take courage and say, Lord, would You please remove this fear and help me to walk in faith and trust in You, and let me see You work out this so that I don't have to fear. And I believe God will honor that, my friend. I believe He will do that for you. I believe He'll do it for me because He loves us and because He is worthy. He is faithful. So I would like that to be a meditation for you today. Maybe something that's going to happen today as you go through your day, it may come today. But be of good courage. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. May that be a blessing to you today and each day as you look to the Lord. He is our strength. May God bless you today.